February 18, 2021, it's a Watt for Pedro's show.
Thank you. babe. I'll be back soon. Take this knife. Go find a place to hide. A place to hide. Get to the shore. Forget the hill. A sandstorm is on the edge of town. The edge of town. Your only child, I'll bring him back. Put your trust in me. Trust in me. So many stories, so many lies, spreading coast to coast. The devil's right. So many stories, so many lies. Somebody tell me if it's wrong or right. Ochre sky, a burning smell. Nothing moves except terrific clouds. Ripping clouds. I've got no choice. I've got to run. Before the doom, I need to find a way. A way out. Never again to look in your eyes. But time has come, the devil always wins.
We always win.
So many lies, spreading coast to coast, the devil's wrath. Too many stories, too many lies, somebody tell me if it's wrong or right.
Pedro Show. Happy Thursday. Start off the show with Every Time We Say Goodbye, John Coltrane, live 1962. And then brand new from James Elegance, The Devil's Wrath. I think this is a premiere.
Yes.
Ah, you can hear it, people. I'm not man alone. Because of those incredible Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention. I got James Elegance with me from Dinar, France. Welcome aboard, yes. James.
Thank you for having me aboard.
Yeah, absolute. It's my honor. It's been a while since I wanted to do this because, people, I got to play, not in this new one, although you did hear a little of me near the end of that Devil's Wrath too, but not on bass, on voice.
Yes.
Yeah. And, but the only one album before that, which we're going to play all the tunes on this edition, Live from Pedro Show. I'm on a bunch of those. There's a ballad with no bass, but the producer man was also the drummer man, our brother Larry Mullins, great, great cat. And it was in the desert at Dave Catchett, old buddy of his, Tennessee, Rancho de la Luna.
Yeah.
Right.
Joshua Tree.
Right, Joshua Tree. Not too far from that hotel where Graham Parsons had his last stay. Yeah, it's a trip.
I think it was like less than a mile.
Yeah.
Than a mile,
Less than a click, kilometer. Mm. Yeah, you know about this click where they thought the soldiers couldn't say kilometer, so let's call them clicks. You know, you give somebody a high chair, right? They're going to use it. Give them a crush. I want to get into your musical journey. How did it begin? What's your earliest musical memory, James?
I come from the working class, and my parents did not play so much music. I don't think we get so much LP. It was more radio. But so I don't remember like a childhood with music. It's my teenage years. In the late 80s, there's a biopic from Richie Valens called La Bamba.
Yeah, great song.
Yeah, and
he was from here, the Valley, San Fernando Valley.
Yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And everybody at school said, "Oh, you look like him. You should sing." And so I go to see the movie, and it was like, "Oh my God, yeah, yeah, there's something." And it was for me the start of a journey. To explore the music and it changed my life.
Yeah, yeah. It's the reason I know you. I'm curious about school. When you were younger in France, did they have music programs?
No. We got like a 1 hour lesson, and it was just like the history of music. But not playing. I don't know music. I never been to a music school. We're not really good with the music teaching in France.
Ah, so no like choir, or no?
No.
Marching. You know, we have this thing here, right?
Yeah,
the band for the football game. So it's like the marching band. They wear these big wool suits.
Yeah. Larry come from that.
That's right. That's right. Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And we had one here in Pedro. We were called the Pirates, huh? And our big song was the Black and Gold, because that's our colors. And yeah. But Watt wasn't allowed. Before that, in junior high, I was told I tried. I was trying clarinet, but you tried, but.
Oh, yeah. You can try
different
instruments.
Okay. Well, the teacher told me, Mr. Luna, huh? His name was Mr. Luna at Dotson Junior High. Mr. Watt, you try hard, but maybe you should stop wasting your time and my time. And then he looked at the class and he goes, "Our time." So I was destroyed. But then I met Dee Boone that summer, and that's how I got into music. So I never did school either. I'm just curious. I asked that about that. What about with your own money, the first record you bought yourself?
Yeah, it was a French band called
Telephone. What were they called?
Telephone. Yeah, it was like the French Rolling Stones in the 70s.
Okay.
And it was and I think it's the last album called Un Autre Monde, Another World. And
And what about
I think it's the first.
And what about the first gig you went and saw?
It's Madonna.
Ah! Big gig.
Madonna in Germany.
Okay. So, yeah. Like stadium?
Yeah, and I was too small. Okay. In Germany, I was so small, I didn't see nothing.
Just listen. So, you say you got into doing music yourself as a teenager. How'd that happen?
I got a girlfriend, and her brother was playing guitar, and he was younger than me, and he was listening to Queen and radio, and I gave him the first Stooges album.
Ah, great record.
Yeah. So Ayn tried to play "I Want to Be Your Dog" and the solo. And in just one afternoon, he knew exactly how to play the solo. And he was just discovering guitar. And we decided to start a band.
Oh, okay. So it was his idea?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he asked me, do you want to be the front man? I said, okay.
I think on that record, it's called Iggy Stooge. Right? He's not called Pop yet. The Ashton Brothers told me the story about the Pop name. There was a guy in Ann Arbor who ran his head into a wall, and all his eyebrow hairs fell out, and his name was Joe Pop. And there was some gig that when they were Psychedelic Stooges,
yeah,
he shaved off his eyebrows, and the glitter went into his eyes, and that's why they called him after Joe Pop, Iggy Pop. Yeah. You know that if you are the youngest guy in the band and you're there to learn. Because I would have never guessed that, you know. And all kinds of stuff I got to learn from them. So, do you guys come up with a name for your band?
Yeah, the name was Fraggle Rock. It was a Jim Henson, like some kind of Muppet.
Jim Henson, the Muppet Man, yeah.
Yeah, and...
Sesame Street.
Yeah. And we the name of the band was Fraggle Rock, and we play like 2 years, I think. But in my town, in some near Dinard, in Saint-Malo, it was like the beginning of a scene, and it was really interesting because before it was only cover band, and I wrote my own song. So it was really different, and I want to be on stage. I want to perform. It was not. I don't want to be a pale copy. I want to be a real, my own character performer, and it start there.
Now, were you guys a duet, or did you have other guys in the band too?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like four piece.
Exactly.
Okay. Do you remember the first?
And I think we got at a moment we got a fifth guy, and it was a trumpet.
Ah.
We played the Stooges with trumpet.
Yeah, interesting. I know Stooges with sax, but Stooges with trumpet. Yeah. Now, do you remember the first gig?
Yeah, I remember because it was on Saturday. It was April, and 4 days after, I saw for the first time Iggy.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
It was 93.
And how'd the gig go? Was it success?
Yeah. It was really, really amazing because... first time I was on stage, and the feeling of the crowd, and the microphone, and the exhibition of my body, it was really, it was absolutely not scary. Yeah, for me, stage is home. It's the best place for me.
Even the first gig. Earth. Yeah.
Even the first gig.
Yeah, from the get go. That's great, because that. They're always pants shitters for me, but everybody's different. That's why I ask about that. I want to play Lasso the Moon.
Oh, yeah.
If life could be an old camera movie, you'll be marrying me, Judge Bailey. Let's throw a stone and make a wish, anger and rage would vanish. For the last of the moon,
fix my broken heart. What could bring my life back? Boy, I will answer.
Thank you. The golden age of smoking, oh my God, I really thought that you were only joking. The golden age of smoking, oh my God, I always thought that you were only joking. The golden age of smoking. Mom ran on my Brady, four horse and my fair lady. Golden age of smoking, Black Francis and Jim Beale, Hardy Plum and Steel, Cindy Crawford, Richard Gere. I'm praying about my feet and even consistency. People all around the bath just wanna let it all hang out. The golden age of smoking. Oh my God, I never thought that you were only joking. The golden age of smoking, oh my God, I always thought that you were only joking. You were only joking.
From Pedro Show. Last Through the Moon started that chunk of music. James Elegance. And then Richard Hell in the Void. As Richard sent me this. He found the master tapes to Destiny Street. And he mixed it.
And, yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible. So nice. And he signed it with his message. It's just beautiful. He's so kind to me. And so that's I Live My Life. and it was a demo. It's got all kinds of extra tracks besides the original Destiny Street.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I read that, yeah. It's a double album with a lot of demo and different mixes.
Not just, what he sent me was CDs. So
they're
both full. It's actually like three different versions of the same album, like the original one, then one where he found a cassette about 10 years ago and put it out, and now, just recently, he found the masters and remixed. So, and then all these demos, it's a great thing, especially for Watt, because he had a huge influence on me. I played Thurston Moore from his new record.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Dream. Then Gareth Sager, also in London. This is music people are doing at home, right? Because of
COVID-19. Of course.
And so Gareth Sager with the Miniature Number 4. Mamas Prendon, back in U.S., D.C. area, Friendly Fireplace. These guys did like thousands of songs in only 5 gigs in 40 years.
Oh!
We got the music. Hans Rotten after that out of Switzerland with that Noise Riff Looper. Network Glass out of Baltimore, back over here.
Yeah.
2B, he's incredible. His name's Dor. And this guy, magician with music, incredible. Ben Salter from Tasmania, island south of Australia, right? The Golden Age of Smoking, and finally, the only one, the title song from your last album, James Halligan's.
Yeah.
Okay, so how long does this band with your brother last?
I think it was like 2 or 3 years, and then I start my study. I'm a graduate in history, and I was specialized in the far right politics movement in France during the two wars, and I don't remember why, but I quit from music. But it was like something was really missing in my body, because for me, being on stage it's like a part of me. And after my study, I've been bookseller and managing big bookstores. And after 7 years, I go back to stage, and we start a band called Biergarten Elegance. It was like a happening. We never no rehearsals. It was we play drums, guitar, Moog, and I was the singer, and it was crazy happening.
So kind of improvised.
Yeah.
I've been part of projects like that, that no practice. You just show up at the gig and make it up.
Yeah, we got like some kind of a template. Maybe we did 1 or 2 rehearsal to get like a template, and then we. We went absolutely crazy. It was really fun because it was the origin of the next band, Success. And because I made a burnout when I was manager in a bookstore. I fell on the ground and I woke up in the hospital. It was like a big depression for months and years. And my rescue was music. And my friends say, okay, I think we should be really serious. We're going to start a band and we're going to play all over the world. And Success was born.
Not improvised, like get a bunch of songs together.
Absolutely not. It was like really serious. And we start with from like... a beginning of songs from Biergarten Elegance, and my friend Yule mix in like electro rock band, And so it sounds really different and really powerful. So we decided to really start with that, and it works immediately.
And first you play, what, locally, then France? I mean, the plan was to play all over the world, right?
Yeah. And we played 27 countries.
Wow. So right before that, Beer Garden Elegance didn't really tour?
No. It was really, really local. We play like in parties. I think we met just one time, like a super band for in a venue in France for an English band called Kill the Young. Yeah.
Oh.
It's the only official concert. The other concert was really like a big party in the country.
Sure. So you got to open up for those guys at like a what people would consider a regular venue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then now with success, much
it
different.
Really
now you and your buddy put it together. Who did you get for the other band members?
They come from the guy who was the guitar player of my first band. I've been really successful in France with a band called Percubaba. It was very different. It was like a mix of reggae, ska, and punk.
Yeah.
So I think they were like 12 on stage, something like that. And he brings some two guys from that band, the drummer and the percussionist. To be that four-piece band success we were for. So we got drums, percussion, guitar, and the singer, myself.
And what about your brother? Just curious, did he continue with music?
Yeah. The drummer got another band called AT, and one is a booker, and the guitar player is now a tour manager.
Okay, so everybody in the music.
Yeah.
Okay, and success. Is this the first band you record with?
Yeah, absolutely. We record two EP and two LP.
And you tell me you like performing, you like being on the stage.
Yeah.
But different making records, right?
Oh, it's absolutely different. But I realized that at the Rancho, because with success, we're really trying to capture something like this. We want to. It was not recording live. It was trying to catch the power of the stage in the studio. But it was pretty hard with electro rock band. And at the Rent Show, when we did the only one together, I realized that the arrangement, the way Larry managed the recording session, I realized it was really, really, really different to be on stage. And I think I never realized that before.
Like different environment, right?
Yeah,
and you
got to put a lot of different instruments, some strings, to breathe like a magma of sound, of atmosphere, and you don't need that on stage. It's really interesting. I learn a lot with you and Larry.
Yeah, and then you also have no audience to get energy. You have to bring your own energy.
Yeah, you have to be really, really, really focused to be clear. And but you need to have some power inside, and you can be bored, and you can be boring for people. So you need to have that. You need to catch them. With the feelings, with the power, with
enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, you kept a great spirit up in the studio, my experience. Yeah. We're at the end of the first hour, February 18, 2021. Dishwap Pedro Show special guest James Elegance. Hold tight for hour two. February 18, 2021. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
I have a letter. Thank you.
Watt for Pedro show. We start off the second hour. James Elegance, the horse.
Yeah.
Owner. Then Mika Levy with Ride Till We Die.
Thought that would go good with the horse song.
Yeah. Petronizer. I think these cats are from Barcelona. Aguilucho es el hijo de Aguila.
I hope I didn't fuck up the language.
I'm always destroying people's languages. So, yeah, pardon. Pardon my hardo. Then
I can't speak Spanish.
Okay. Yeah, it's terrible. Well, they're next door neighbors, right? Mecánica Clásica, this also out of Spain. Brand new. A.K. Dennis.
Yeah.
It's spelled, Dennis, like Dennis Tech, huh?
Yeah.
And I think, with the Z, because I think his background is Turkish.
Oh.
Yeah, some Turkish in Dennis Tech. Nielsen after that with Menschen und Wind. Okay, people and wind.
Yeah.
And Hearsay out of Joshua Tree here, not too far from where we record it. Spaghetti Western. And finally, Every Time I'm With You, James Elegance.
Oh.
Okay. So, success.
Yeah.
You do all this touring, you make these recordings, but then the band ends, right?
Yeah, after 10 years.
10 years, wow. Okay. And why? Just ran out of gas?
Oh, no. It's at the moment, the drummer wants to quit touring. He is a drummer, and he's on the road since he was 17, and so it was like more than 20 or 24 years, and I think he needed a big break, but in his mind was like, I don't want to tour anymore, so I'm okay to record, but not touring. But my friend who played the guitar said, we stopped, the four of us, and we I don't want you to be, I don't want to change the drummer. It's no movement in the team. So it was the end of the band. And the other reason that the project was really, we don't really find our audience in France, but we live in France. So it was pretty difficult. When we play in India, it was in the front of thousands and thousands of people. But in France, it was pretty hard to find some venue and concert with more than 100 people. So something was maybe broken, and we didn't write songs anymore. So I think it was just the end. But we are still friends.
Yeah. But that's why I kind of used that phrase, ran out of gas, kind of metaphor.
Yeah.
10 years is a good run, though. 10 years is a good run.
Yeah.
But like your guitar friend said, if I have to change the drummer, it might as well change the band. Yeah, it wouldn't be the same band. I understand that.
Yeah. It was right.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what happens? Now music is out of your life again. So what do you do?
I realize that for me it's impossible to quit music.
Okay.
So it was like open all the notebooks and what I have written for years that I never used. So and we don't play ballads with success, but I wrote ballads. So I started making some demo, and alone, and with friends who helped me because I'm not a good guitar player or keyboard player, and so I got like I think 10 or 12 songs, and we record like a live album, and I was searching to release that, to find a booking agency under the name of James Elegance. And And I met a girl, Isabelle Chappie, who is now my producer. And we met at the funeral of a friend of mine. And she told me, "Oh, I'm interesting. I want to hear what you're doing now." So I sent her my songs, and she said, "Yeah, that's great. I really want to produce that, but I think you need an artistic direction." So she asked me, "With whom do you want to record?" And said, "Okay, can I dream?" She said, "Yes, okay." Said, "I want to work with Larry Mullins because because he's the only guy I know who worked with my two legs, Iggy and Nick." So
that's right, Nick Cave, people.
Yes. And the story is absolutely crazy because we found his email address through a French label called Nuno Records. My girlfriend she's a singer too, and she released an album in the same label in France than Jesse Evans. And so they give me the mail, and Isabelle sent the mail, and Larry was stuck, I think it was in Tel Aviv, and when he received that, so he was at the airport, nothing to do, and he listened to the demo.
Wow. I want to play Consolation.
Yeah.
Days and nights, you show your tears. Social networks, using to complain. Little by little, your face is turned to gray. Smile disappears. Then it's on your lips.
Believe me, baby. Love is not what you're ready for. But consolation. Consolation. Believe me, baby. Love is not what you're ready for.
No, I'm not that love. No, I'm not.
three, four.
Thank you.
You told me you were alive. You told me I can forgive you anyway. I know the time has come to be honest and fair, but if I'm not the one, you know you better go. Get away. Get away. Get away. Get away. Try to be a better man. Try to be better. Better than. Try to be better. A better man. Try to be better. You told me love is not passion. You told me I need protection from a man. I know I'm not right, but I try to be strong. So listen to your heart, just keep it, can't be wrong. Disobey. 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 Try to be a better man. Try to be a better man. Try to be a better man. I can be better.
For Pedro Show, that chunk of music, James Elegance, Consolation, we were discussing off air, people. You know, a lot of the words we use in the English language is also in French. It's just pronounced a little different.
Consolation.
There it is, see?
Yeah.
So, and we were talking about how things don't work out, but in a way they kind of do work out. And look at that. Larry listens to the fucking demo at a hot, at the airport because he has nothing to do.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it was the last show of a part of a Nick Cave tour.
That's right.
And, yeah, he was in the airport. He told me that.
Wow, that's amazing. And so one thing leads to another. The law of unintended consequences, people, you never know. Sometimes, yeah, it works out bad, but sometimes very good, like this case. Yeah. We had some music. My friend Nez, who lives in Hokkaido now, he's from Ireland. He's been sending me some music there. Bands, Hokkaido bands. Zos Sun Park with Salad Days. Spartan Kicks with Orgy of the Dead. Plop with Osaka Rhapsody. Not Wonk. Down the Valley. And then Slang with Lost. And then finally, another James Elegance song. Better Man. So, yeah, So Larry, he hears this, the music.
Yeah.
And
he wrote to Guido, his manager, to say a French label is interesting to hire me as a producer. Do you want to manage that? Because I ain't got time for that. And Guido say yes. So he wrote to my label, and 2 days after she sent two plane ticket for Paris, and we met in a restaurant, and we spoke a lot about Bollywood, Morricone, and so we realized we got a lot in common with the taste. So he said, yeah, it could be interesting to work with that guy. And he asked for one morning in a studio, before he made his decision. So I was really, really, really nervous. And I realized, he knows all my songs really well. He worked before the meeting, so it was wow. And was the only one. I remember he was playing the only one, and he looked at me and say, "Do you have you written that? You have written that?" Say, "Oh, he don't believe me." Yeah, yeah, I wrote that.
Oh man, that's amazing. So that demo you made became the blueprint for the only one.
Yeah.
Now I remember Larry. Well, how did I come into the picture? Because I remember getting an email from Larry saying, "Hey, Wop, I'm going to make this record with a man from France in the desert. Why don't you come up from Pedro and play bass?"
And he wrote me, it was Christmas. I got a mail from Larry, and he wrote me that, I got a guy on bass. Maybe you know him, Mike Watt. Wow. I can't believe it. He knows I love you.
Now, we should probably tell the listeners that last 2 years of Stooges, I got to play with Larry because Scotty got hurt.
Yeah.
And Larry did like almost all the 90s with Ig solo bands. And so he came in and, you know, to the rescue. And, you know, through this show here, I had him on. We were in Toulouse.
Yeah.
And, you know, Larry's adopted. It was the first time his ma heard his voice.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty amazing. I ended up getting to meet her later, Shirley. Great lady.
Yeah.
Right. Because she had to give him away when he was only one day old. She was very young. And so it's trippy how things come together. So I wanted the listeners to hear about that stuff. The way connections are made are not always so calculated and planned, you know. Like the world conspires to make things happen. Look, we're at the end of the second hour, February 18, 2021, and Dish Watt Pedro Show special guest, James Elegance. Hold tight for hour three. February 18, 2021, it's the third hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
Fragile.
would you really be happy? As long as you stand in that family. Get your illusions. You may not be responsible. Let's make a decision. You can hide yourself away. You don't have to clean up the mess.
Face no bars, pay to find the size of ours. Evermore, Checkbook, Revolving Door, Lawyer, Keith, Poke Me a Thigh, we're bleeding money, left and right, no more fines, no sliding scale, do his business inside the jail, me and you, we do the time, fuck the feds and the petty crime, debit card studs is the way we go, 6 months done, before we know, me and you, we do the time, fuck the feds and the petty crime. Seven card stunt is the way we go. 6 months done before we know. Me and you, we do the time. 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 I don't blame Guido. I won't want to fake jail either. Fuck seven card stud. Fuck seven card stud. Fuck the whole goddamn
game.
For Pedro Show, start off the third hour with Hideaway. We're talking about, you know, you can't copyright song titles, people. So sometimes you end up, yeah, songs with the same title.
Yeah.
Don't mean they have to be the same song. Of course, what? Then we had Crane with The Essence of Being Kind, Crying for Kafka with We Do the Time. Or We Do the Time. Yeah, with over here, Do the Time means like go to jail.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
When you do the time, yeah.
Yeah. We, yeah, I think in French we get quite the same.
Successful expression? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
What was that movie? Papillon. Don't want to go to that jail.
Yeah.
I think that jail was actually over here, right? In the Caribbean, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, it's in Guyana. It's in South America, just above Brazil.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Okay. Guyana? Yeah, French Guyana, I think.
Guyana, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, then we had Glimpse Trio with Holidays, and finally, James Elegans with The Last Walk. And so, before you got to the desert, I know Larry did a bunch of preparation. He listened to all those things and I think came up with a world for each tune.
Yeah. It was in his mind.
Right. Okay, because I was going to ask you, it was his mind, so I was curious, how much collaboration with him?
With Larry, it's strange because he knows how to push me further with my voice, but also with the idea of arrangement of the music. We chat a lot, we share a lot of music, so he knows exactly my taste. I know his story, his taste. So now when I send him a demo or something like that, it's like, oh, I know exactly what you mean. And we should go that way.
Yeah.
It's really easy.
And so, like, you had the demo, but that was more like just a foundation, a starting point.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, right. Because of course, in his mind, and then in the studio, and also the thing about Larry, he's got a lot of musical friends. a stable, right? Like a big horse ranch full of musical horses.
In the corral.
Absolutely. I want to play Forgive Me, Forget Me.
my faith, you slapped me. We're too close anyway to see our dead end. You lay down the bed, you strip and spat on my grave. Then you show me the blade. You took my cock and slashed me.
Thank you.
on the dirty snow. There's a body. It's cold. Blood on my shaking hands. I've killed my love, and I'm punished. Today must be our wedding day.
Watch for Pedro, show last music for this edition. Forget Me, James Elegance. And then, John Irabagan. Last episode I played part one. Two parts is this big tune. It's quite. I don't hear nothing but the blues, volume 3, Anatomical Snuffbox. Is that a title? And after that, finally, the wedding song, James Elegance. Now, you ended up making videos.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And Larry's actor for me.
Yeah.
He played a bartender. And yeah, it was. Oh, it was really, really. Crazy because I wrote the story. It was in three songs, Last of the Moon, The Only One, and The Wedding Song. And I have to find a team to shoot that in California. And it was really hard because I realized when I was there that we don't have the same taste, we don't have the same culture. They were more like Netflix or a big mainstream movie, and in my mind it was maybe more like Cassavetes. So
70s movies making more Morricano, yeah. More like kind of like music, right? Big fancy, yeah. Production versus. More.
So we tried to make a trilogy, a Californian trilogy.
Sure, right.
I like the last one, the wedding song. I think it's the better one of all the videos.
Yeah. Well, I liked all three. Tell me about this new record you just finished.
Yeah. So we recorded in Berlin because the former idea was to record California or New Orleans, and we want to record with you, and but something happened in the world. So it was absolutely impossible to fly to California to the US. So Larry was stuck in Berlin, and I can move to Berlin. So we decided to record there. So I got the 17th song, and I go to Berlin on July for like 2 weeks, and working absolutely to get all the song naked, to be really bare.
Yeah.
And and working on every word. It was really, really, really interesting. It was like that kind of work we don't have the chance to do that for The Only One. So now we can do that. It was really important, and we decided to record in Berlin in Temple of at Candy Bomber Studio.
Ego.
When Ego. your 7 inches with Larry of Stooges cover are mixing.
1969, 1970.
Yeah, and in October we recorded the album with Bertrand Burgala. On bass, really famous French musician, and he used to play with Larry a lot in the 90s, in the early 2000. And Geoffrey Burton on guitar, who used to play with Arnaud and Alain Bashung, is really famous in Europe. He's got a really it's like sonic way of playing. It's noise, it's drone, it's he got his own style.
Original.
Yeah.
Signature. That's so great. Now, it's not out, but it is
No.
But it is finished, right?
It's finished. We just waiting for the master. But we don't have any release date because we want to tour with that.
Sure.
So we have to wait.
First situation get better. And it will.
Yeah.
It will.
Yeah, it will.
And, I can't wait. It's such an honor to have you on the show. And
I'm so glad you got
to share your story.
My pleasure.
Okay. And, to see how things develop. Beautiful. Beautiful. It's been February. Thank you so much. Merci.
Thank you. Merci.
Okay. People, it's been a February 17, 2021 edition of WAP Pedro Show. Keep it powder dry.